Welcome to WrestleBuddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast filled about wrestling, filled with wrestling, friendship, and wrestling with friendship, not filled about wrestling. That's weird. I'm your host, Matt Elfring. With me, as always, 99% of the time, is the man known as 99% Chris Hader. How you doing, Chris?
Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join the darkorder.com. I'm sorry, join darkorder.com. Man, we're screwing this up. Matt, I'm doing good. I'm 99% me most of the time. But Matt, we don't have time for shenanigans this week. We have a jam-packed episode. We have a lot to get through. So I'm just going to go ahead and sidetrack us from the jump and do a segment that you didn't know we were doing. Matt, I bought a Maximum Sweat action figure this weekend.
Wait, hold on. You are burying the lead on the episode.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll get there. I bought a Maximum Sweat action figure this weekend, and we're going to open it. But first, Matt, I want to read to you some of the stuff that's on the back here. Maximum Sweat, these bad boys are pumped up and ready to explode. Fill these hotheads with water and watch the sweat ooze from their bodies as they heat things up in the ring.
Dear Penthouse Letters, I never thought this would happen to me.
Matt, it gets better. There are two Brawl for All playsets, the Deadly Dungeon and the Lethal Ladder Match, and the copy reads, four beefy WWF superstars are ready for slamming action in the Deadly Dungeon and Lethal Ladder Match playsets.
Wait, hold on. Stop the presses.
Yes.
This is called the Brawl for All playsets?
They're called, I can show you right here, Brawl for All playsets, and they talk about beefy boys.
The Brawl for All playsets should just be a wrestling ring with boxing gloves on. Uh-huh. That's it.
Yeah. And it comes with like the special edition Butterbean action figure. Anyway, Matt, I bought Maximum Sweat Undertaker. So I'm just going to open this right here.
Chris, this is such a huge episode in which, again, you're burying the lead.
No, the lead is hideous Undertaker action figure I got,
there
Matt.
There are two major things we have to talk about.
Matt,
and
look
you're
at
putting
him.
Up. It looks like Lobo from DC Comics.
Honestly, they look like McFarlane figures in the worst way.
I want that. It's an Undertaker Maximum Sweat. He drips sweat all over the place. It looks like Lobo.
Yo, look at the veins though.
That's some John Cena type veins.
Like, my God, Undertaker's ripped. Also, it comes with what they call a breakaway 2x4. Matt, let me show you the size of this quote unquote 2x4.
Okay, Chris is opening this up right now. We are about to look at a 2x4.
This is a 2x4.
No, that's a piece of wood.
It breaks away. It's a table, for crying out loud. This is a table almost.
I am the table.
And of course, where'd it go? Oh, you got your bottle for Official Federation Sweat.
What happens when you run out of Official Federation? What do you fill
with? There's nothing in it, Matt. It's just a water dropper. You just fill it up with water.
Oh, it's an MJ secret stuff situation.
Yeah. I had a thought. I brought this up to Lord Pumpernickel. Like, what if I filled it up with milk and made the Undertaker sweat milk?
Ugh.
But then we landed on why not put some red food coloring in the water and make him bleed?
Ugh.
Doesn't that sound tight? Anyway.
Put some orange juice in him.
Ooh la la. So much pulp, just pulp, stringy pulp coming out of his hairline. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. That's just a fun thing that I did this weekend. I bought two more action figures, Matt. I also got Classy Freddy Blassie, and I ended up buying the Sid Vicious referee because it made me laugh.
Hey, anyway, we were in a WWE 2K22 event, which happened 2 days ago.
Were we?
Yeah, we were. This is what the lead has been buried. Also, Survivor Series predictions. We have so much to get done in a very short amount of time between meetings on a very busy day.
Yeah, but this is more important.
All right, let's get in WWE 2K22. Hey, it hits different. We sat in a presentation with a bunch of other members of the press and Lionel Jinx from Visual Concepts and the new person, Christina Diemfam. I didn't hear how her name was pronounced. I believe it was
Diemfam.
She is the art producer at Visual Concepts. And also Al from 2K was there, and he's always a delight. They showed us a video of what to expect from 2K22. No questions were allowed to be asked.
No questions were allowed. They said full details are coming in January. They called it the 2K22 hit list because the tagline for the game is "It hits different." And it was essentially a very video heavy PowerPoint presentation that sort of gives bullet points of what they're focusing on as the big things in this new game. And Matt, there's only one place for us to start.
I just want to say it was so wonderfully polished. I always like these things because I think it was pretty polished.
It was pretty polished, but like in the world of Zoom, it was very choppy.
It was the worst.
Yeah.
But
that's not a fault of 2K. That is a fault of Zoom.
It's a fault of Zoom. I don't know. I think I've sat through so many of these press things with 2K over the years that like this felt better than the other ones.
Well, it's also we're over a year without a new game.
Yeah. Imagine being in a world where haven't had a wrestling game in a year.
Well, we had a wrestling game. It was called 2K Battlegrounds, and it was the greatest thing that I never want to play again.
Oh, yeah. I loved playing it for that one time I played it.
Yeah. It was great for a week.
Anyways, let's just get right into it, Chris. Just make the announcement.
The biggie. You guys, we've been wanting
Biggie's in it. That's right.
Yeah. Biggie is in it. He will fight Roman Reigns, I guess. We wanted it. We've been asking for it. We've been demanding it. We've asked Lionel about it before at, I believe, the 2K20 event.
I have asked him at every event.
Yeah. Yeah. GM mode is back, baby. General manager mode is official. It is returning. It is called now MyGM. There's a new naming scheme for a lot of things in this game. MyGM, it is a new updated GM mode. And honestly, we saw a very, and I think the hit list video has gone out wide now.
I believe so.
I believe people can see it. It looks cool. It looks like original GM mode, and it looks like you can either simulate the matches or you can play the matches, and I'm into that. You deal according to Lionel, you essentially proving that you are the best wrestling promoter on the planet. You start in high school gyms and you work your way up to primetime television and pay-per-view. You deal with wrestler contracts, you deal with wrestling match types, you deal with everything. And like it looks to me like I do not think it is as in depth yet as like a franchise manager in a 2K, a NBA 2K game, but it looks like they're realizing that that's what wrestling fans want and they're creeping toward it. So hopefully in the future, like Matt, can you imagine we get to a point where we have to work out deals with arenas?
I would be super into that.
And we have to focus on merch and invest money in who's selling the most merch and stuff like that. Like that would be great. So it sounds like we're inching toward that.
We only saw a very short clip. It does look a lot like the old SmackDown GM modes or Raw versus SmackDown GM modes. Flashier graphics, obviously. And instead of doing cutscenes where someone's like, I need to tell you a 5-minute story that you can't skip, they just showed a picture of Triple H overlaid over the menu and then just dialogue underneath it. Yeah. And I'm like, yes, perfect. That's what I want. I don't want cutscenes.
Hey, editing Matt here. So I just want you guys to know that we recorded this literally when we got right out of the WWE 2K22 event. The thing that I'm talking about when it comes to no cutscenes and Triple H with a bunch of text was applying to Universe mode, I believe, not to GM mode, but there were no cutscenes that we saw in the video. I mean, you can see the video online right now at 2K Games, or hey, go to GameSpot.com since I work there. And check the video out, but I just want to, since I've had the chance to watch the video a couple more times, there's no text layover with Triple H in GM mode.
After my career in the last game, where it was you had to sit through 8 billion
loading screens,
cutscenes and loading screens to play two characters you didn't really care about, it's not text is okay. Text is okay. So
I'm okay with text. I mean, I am Chris and I are 39 years old. We do not have time in wrestling games for long-winded cutscenes.
We know how to read.
I'm very good at reading. I do it for a living. I read things.
Okay. Next big thing for me, I don't know about you.
I know what you're going to say.
My Rise is actually my next thing.
Oh, that's not my next big thing, but go ahead.
My Rise is essentially what they've done is they've taken the My Career from the last game and they've rebuilt it from the ground up. And it looks, based on what little we've seen of it and what little Lionel and Christina were able to say about it. It seems like a big improvement. It sounds like you get to choose whether you want to play as a male or female superstar, which is good because you were forced to do both in the last game. And that took way too much time.
I wrote it down. I tried to write down as much as I could quote wise. The way they worded it was play as both male and female, not male or female. So you may be jumping or you may be picking. I'm not sure. There's no way to confirm that at this time.
I hope you pick. Now, the thing now, Matt, the reason that this became my second most anticipated thing is because of one word that was said by Lynel, branching. He said there are choices that create branching storylines, which is all we need. Like the dumb thing about my career in the past is that you start at the end. The first cutscene is you going into the Hall of Fame and you still got your friend by your side. And you're like, okay, so we know how the story ends. So we know the ending point. Like, I like the idea that it's possible there might be more than one ending.
Also, the original My Career was way too linear. Like, it gave you the illusion of choice quite a bit. Like, oh, if I pick this match, this is going to happen. I pick this. Yeah. But it's you do pretty much all the same matches. It doesn't matter. One of the things that Lynel said during the presentation was, let me go over, move my head to my quotes. So it's subplots based on choices. So there may be different endings, but you do have different subplots based on your choices.
Yeah, which is cool.
And I know that kind of sounds similar to my career. We're like, oh, I do make a choice and this happens. But him stressing that idea to me means, oh, it's very different than what we were doing before.
Also, I don't want the silliness of last game's My Career mode where it's like, oh, what happened? We went into a dream world and we fought Kane in hell. After we went through a magical portal in the boiler room. Like, that's silly. Just give me a wrestling career.
The DLC stuff of that, I loved. However, my career, I want to be more realistic
grounded.
Than anything
I want
else.
To be grounded. Yeah.
Exactly. Let's go to my favorite thing, or second favorite thing behind GM mode. We're getting a new 2K showcase mode. They did not confirm it was Rey Mysterio, but it is like, 1,000,000% Rey Mysterio.
It's Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio's voiceover. Matt, I'll be honest with you. I never play 2K showcase mode. I never will. So they can make it about whoever they want. I'm still not going to touch it.
It's like you're involved in a docuseries. That's why I like it. I'm a documentary dork. I like the WWE documentaries.
I love documentaries. I love WWE documentaries. I don't want to play one.
But I mean, the matches are fun because like you just don't play a regular match. You have to do certain things during the match. And I really enjoy it. They showed a couple snippets of interviews with Rey Mysterio in a suit with the mask on. And I can't wait to do that Eddie Guerrero, Dominic Mysterio.
Oh, my God. Do you
Dominic
think that,
Guerrero.
Do you think that's going to be in the game?
That's one of the big Eddie Guerrero. Okay, so first of all, Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero on Nitro. Was that Night? No, that was Nitro. Oh, what pay-per-view?
Oh, is it Halloween Havoc, maybe?
Halloween Havoc, thank you. At WCW, that's definitely going to be one of the matches. Ladder match for Dominic Guerrero's...
Custody? His parentage?
Which, that's going to be one of the matches you have to play.
I don't think so.
Could it not be?
I feel like that's a piece of Rey Mysterio's history that everybody that's not us tries to forget happened.
His son is currently in the WWE. They have mentioned it in like not recent promos, but when Dominic came over, like it's a huge like battle between Rey and Rey and Eddie.
I hope so, but like I'm not holding my breath.
They made baby Dominic into a figure. They are making one.
They will. It's out next year, and I will own it. I don't care. Like, I don't care about, I'm glad that there are people out there like you who enjoy showcase mode. I never touch it and I won't like this, plus there's the other thing is like, I've seen these matches before. Like I'm interested in cool new things. That's why I rely so heavily on the create a superstar mode because like I'm interested in new and different and like making stuff as opposed to
again, but we just differ as players. I hate online modes. I don't like playing people online.
Oh, I don't like that.
Me and you have played, but there are people that love
the
online modes.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And I understand there's people who love showcase mode. Like, and I'm glad that they are served by the inclusion of these modes. It's just not
and
for
it's,
me.
Showcase mode is such a small thing too. It doesn't have replayability typically. it's a one and done type of thing, which is great. Let's talk about Creation Suite. I want to talk about the number one thing I was super pumped about in the short video. You can make some beefy boys.
You sure can. Matt, tell me what you thought about this. Did it look like they were simplifying it down?
I think
to fighting styles. Like it felt, honestly, like that might just be an option you have. You can go nuts from there. But that particular screen we saw felt Battlegroundsy.
It did feel a little Battlegroundsy. I would, in the past within Creation Suite, you could create like a simplistic, like, I am a high flyer character, or you could get really in depth with the moveset and stuff like that. I very much pray and hope for you're picking the moves, considering that there are, they said 15,000 moves, 5,000 new for this game.
I thought they said they have 30,000 moves are returning and they've captured 5,000 new ones for the game. And also, I don't know if this is included in the 5,000 new moves. They also said they went through and recaptured all of the strikes.
Yes. Okay, I have the quote here. Sorry, I've messed this up. So they redesigned the gameplay engine. They rebuilt entire gameplay and motion from the ground up. There are 30,000 existing moves, and now there are, on top of that, 5,000 new ones. So 35,000 moves. There's no way you won't be in Creation Suite able to pick individual moves. Yeah.
But I also want, if I could have things my way, I noticed they didn't talk about the DLC stuff, like story stuff they did last game.
I think it's scrapped.
I think it's scrapped, and I'm okay with that because, Matt, as someone who has now purchased 2K20 on three different consoles, I have a lot of stuff unlocked on my Xbox and almost nothing unlocked on my PC. And so, like, there's so many things I just can't touch on the PC. Like, and that sucks. Like, that's a bummer. Let's talk about my faction, because this is the thing I don't
understand
or love. They said it's a new mode where through games, you unlock superstars from across time and space or whatever, and you build your ultimate WWE faction and you fight other factions online, I guess, in weekly events and whatnot. And they said this is specifically one thing that you can buy currency to get accessories and add-ons, but they said it won't improve your gameplay. So I'm assuming like you can spend $5 and get like a very certain skin of Macho Man Randy, like $5 to unlock the Slim Jim Macho Man Randy Savage skin. Maybe, like, maybe they're going Fortnite with it, where it's just unlocking new skins.
They said not a pay-to-win situation. However, if you have played Battlegrounds. When you bought the base game, 1,000,000% felt like pay to win.
And it's also a situation where they said you can also buy these items with in-game points that you win by using the mode. But like we know how that works. That means you have to win billions of matches to buy a basic thing.
That's always been super, super duper annoying to me. Luckily, like when I get the game, most of the time 2K is throwing me the game, to be honest.
Yeah.
Full disclosure.
Same.
So I get the accelerator. I just unlock everybody immediately.
Yep.
Because I don't want to sit around and like, or maybe I'll unlock one or two people and then be like, nah, this is boring. I'd rather just have, you know, Scott Hall right now.
I wish they would release skins that are made to look like Maximum Sweat action figures, Matt. I would like to play as this guy.
They said there was a new control system. It seemed like they were kind of leaning into the idea that this could be pick up and play for new players, but
they say that every time they introduce a new control system, and it always ends up just like, oh, we swapped a few buttons around. They showed a brief glimpse of the control scheme, but I didn't get enough of a look at it to see.
Hey, all, Editing Matt here one more time. I've gotten a much better look at the controller layout. It's on GameSpot.com. I screen capped the moment where you see the controller layout. We kind of talk about it here, but I would say, in all, it's much, much better. Go to GameSpot.com and look for that article I wrote on WWE 2K22, and you can see the controller layout there. Okay, I gotta go back to editing the rest of this. Bye-bye. Heavy Attack had its own button. I know that. It's not a long hold.
I don't like it. I do not like that.
I didn't like it when they switched around
blocks?
Reversal.
Yeah.
But by the end of me playing with it, like reversal as the Y button on Xbox or triangle on PlayStation made the most sense.
It yes, Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. We'll see.
What else was there? They overhauled lighting, camera, angles.
Yeah, they said they worked with WWE showrunners and directors to overhaul the look of the product to make it actually closely resemble actual WWE programming. I will say we saw a lot of new camera angles and whatnot that felt more authentic to WWE programming, which was good. They kept and that's part of what they kept talking about as the immersive presentation of the show. This is why it feels like they're trying to have it two different ways, and I'm very interested to see how it actually feels playing. They specifically mentioned at one point, we want it to feel like you're sitting ringside at WrestleMania, but that's not what the product looks like. It looks like you're watching WWE on TV, but that's also how it should look. Like it should, they should have it closely resemble as possible what we're watching, like what the finished finalized polished product looks like. And it seems like they're taking big steps with that. And with that, they specifically mentioned that they have worked on crowd sound, which is good because crowd sound in 2K games sucks, especially if you're using a created wrestler. The crowd is silent for most of the time. They said that they were working on like rooting sections, and it makes me wonder if we're going to have like dueling chants back and forth. I am hopeful. I don't know because we're not there yet, but like I would love to have a much more immersive crowd experience, because for me that is where these games tend to fall short every single time.
And elephant in the room, no mention of what's going on with the roster, considering that 70 something people have been left or released from WWE. I'll just give you a list of the people that I saw that I wrote down that I'm assuming are in the game because they were in the video package. Rey Mysterio, Ricochet, Kofi Kingston, Jeff Hardy, Goldberg, Big E, Edge, Bayley, Bobby Lashley, Chad Gable, Roman Reigns, Dominic Mysterio, Drew McIntyre. There's a couple others. They didn't show too many women. I think they showed like 5 women in total. I couldn't catch everybody in there.
Also, no, they didn't show any legends, but of course there's going to be legends. There's
Edge. I mean, well, no, Edge is kind of current.
Edge is a current roster man. He's a Hall of Fame man, but he's a current roster man. Remember once upon a time when Ric Flair retired so he could go into the Hall of Fame?
Yep.
Edge's been in the Hall of Fame for years.
I'm going to just throw it out there and say that Eddie Guerrero is going to be in the game. You cannot do a Rey Mysterio showcase mode without Eddie Guerrero.
What if they do? And his name's just like Edward Gordon.
Wasn't one of the showcase modes of years ago like that? Like it was such a pivotal match, but they couldn't get the rights to the wrestler. So
I don't remember. I can't remember. I've never played a showcase mode, Matt. I can't tell you that. But Eddie Guerrero is in the game every freaking year. So it wouldn't be surprising. But also this is the first year where Vicky Guerrero is a signed AEW talent and AEW is working on a game. But I think there's still the Legends contract for Eddie. So we'll see.
I also think, you know, what if Eddie is in both games? What if he's in the AEW game? No, actually, he wouldn't. There'd be no reason for him to be in an AEW game aside from Vicky's there, you know?
Yeah.
He's never wrestled in AEW because it did not exist.
Yeah, it's. Yeah.
Dream match mode. Here's the legends we could get contracts from AEW.
But yeah, overall, I think it's looking good. They stressed again and again and again, we will learn more in January. The game is out in March. We will learn more in January.
I have been very proactive at trying to talk to 2K about getting, designer Lionel Jinx on the show.
I'd like to have him and Christina both on the show. Christina,
I didn't know who Christina was. Yeah,
we met Christina today. She is the art. She is the new art director for the series, and she seems very cool and very like excited. Yes, and like that's what we like. Honestly, fresh blood that's excited about the product is a good thing.
This was the first time, and I've known. I say known Lionel. I mean, like I've been interviewing him for like 5 or 6 years now. This is the first time in a long time. Like he seemed like genuinely pumped about something.
Yeah,
because 2K20, like I remember that event, Chris and I were there together and interviewing Lionel, and he was just kind of like, yep, new game's coming out, like we're real excited. It didn't feel real.
And then they had us play a version of the game that ended up never getting released. Working version of the game.
With wrestlers. Like, wrestlers were sitting down with people playing. We're not going to mention the game that wrestled with us because he was fired for being a secret monster. Don't you remember, Chris, who was playing with us?
Oh, I remember Gentleman Jack Gallagher.
Yeah. And then he turned out to be a secret monster.
Not a gentleman. He turned
not
like
a gentleman.
I'm not going to call him a secret monster. I'll say not a gentleman.
Okay. Not a gentleman.
But I will say whooped his ass in every single match. Cause I'm good at wrestling games, baby.
And then I interviewed Drew McIntyre, and at the end, he's like, do you want to do that again? I don't feel like that was my best interview. I'm like, it was great. Stop being humble.
Aww.
And then Bobby Lashley, nicest man in the world.
Yep. Yeah, but like, I love the character Lashley plays because he's a giant teddy bear in reality, and it's kind of wonderful.
I've interviewed him twice. Just such a
he's a sweetheart.
He's
a sweetheart of a human being. And honestly, I could say that about a lot of wrestlers in WWE. I'll say this, Matt. The Miz is a sweetheart of a human being. He is one of my favorite people to talk to because he's just so genuinely jazzed about his lot in life. And I'm like, good for you, man.
I feel the same way about all of the New Day.
Yep. Of course. Who doesn't think the New... I was focusing on heels because they're heels. You don't expect them to be sweethearts. But of course, everyone in the New Day is perfect.
Who are heels that I have interviewed? I mean, Sheamus has always been very nice.
Yeah, Sheamus is a good guy. Anyway, this doesn't have anything to do with 2K22. It's out in March. We'll learn more in January. You'll hear more from us in January. And you'll absolutely hear more from us once we get our grubby little mitts on this game and can play it for a while and see what's what.
Every year, the Wrestle Buddies get first dibs on WWE games, but we don't review them.
We review them on here.
Yeah, but we actually have like a real games reviewer that like, there's one guy that does it every single year.
Yeah, but I'm saying we do the podcast. We do the pod review.
Yeah. I really want a wrestling game right now. A real one. Not
I haven't even played 2K19 recently or 2K20 recently.
Yeah. I mean, like I played Retro Mania again recently, so I can play as Warhorse.
I've still never played it. I still want to play that virtual basement game that they're working on.
Yeah, I've been trying to contact with those people like, hey, let's do an interview. I was like, okay, let's set it up. And then they disappeared. I still talk to them occasionally on DMs, but.
Well.
I'm just kidding. Virtual Basement. I know this is a WWE thing, whatever. The wrestling code. It's all indie wrestlers. That's all it is.
Is Danhausen in it?
I think I asked about that and the answer was no. But Dalton Castle is?
Oh, okay.
They picked up a bunch of Ring of Honor stuff right away. It's got such a weird, wonderful like roster so far. Danhausen is not in a game. I have asked Retromania about this numerous times. I've also asked Retromania to put the Wrestle Buddies in the background of one of the new arenas. I've not gotten answers for any of them.
Imagine my surprise. Anyway, let's Matt. We gotta take
a break because we gotta go to a meeting.
We're cutting it close.
But let's take a break and then we'll come back and blast out some Survivor Series predictions for you guys.
Survivor Series. We did it, Matt. It's time for the Survivor Series pay-per-view, the Thanksgiving classic that doesn't really happen on Thanksgiving, so it's not really the Thanksgiving classic, I guess. Once upon a time, Survivor Series was cool. It was just a bunch of 5-on-5, 4-on-4 elimination matches. See who could survive. In the era of the current brand split, it's become just... The whole pay-per-view is just raw. It's essentially become the Bragging Rights pay-per-view. Remember Bragging Rights?
Yeah, I mean, but Survivor Series to me hasn't mattered since the time Becky Lynch broke her nose going on to Raw with Team SmackDown.
Yeah, but that's part of this. That was the beginning of the man movement. I understand. Like, I don't love that it's just become Raw versus SmackDown, or that one time Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT and then never again.
Which was great, by the way. I loved that.
It was great, but like, it's just become Bragging Rights Jr. And I find that to be kind of unfortunate. why not just have two teams that like have a built-in storyline instead of like, because like the thing about Survivor Series now that I don't enjoy is that there are no titles on the line.
Nope.
So like there are no real stakes, because also nobody really care. Like nobody, there's no brand loyalty. If I look at Team Raw, 1, 2, 3 of the 5 Team Raw members just moved over from SmackDown and one just came from NXT. So like, I don't get it, man. And Team SmackDown, we'll get into it.
Let's get into this. Why do people have the loudest cars in the world here?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Hey, guy in your loud truck, no one likes you. That's why you have a loud truck, so like people pay attention to me. It's because you're boring. You're a boring human. You have no personality. Your personality is your loud truck. You are garbage.
You okay?
I'm so sick of like these three like loud truck guys that drive by my house constantly. Cool. Anyway, Chris.
Yeah.
Enough about trucks. Oh my God. Survivor Series predictions. Prediction Bot is not with us this week because that takes time, and Chris and I don't have time.
I mean, honestly, Prediction Bot took one look at the card, said, "This is boring," and then left.
Yeah, kayfabe, that's what happened, sure. First up is United States Champion, Damian, the mechanic.
Damian, the Punishment Priest Martinez.
Versus Intercontinental Champion Shinsuke Nakamura. Or as I once called him in a video, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was a long day recording VO and
Matt, you forgot to mention that Shinsuke Nakamura will be led to the ring by Rick Boogs.
I'm not the biggest fan of him, but I do like the picture of him on the WWE website where he has a pink bandana. He's got a ponytail on top of his head.
And
he's
smirk.
And a look on his face. It's like, yeah, I guess I'm here too.
Yeah. Rick Boogs is, I love Rick Boogs, and not the least, the reason is not because when I took a tour of the PC, I just watched him ranting and raving in the promo room, figuring out character stuff. It was very good. He was very, very good. So I like Rick Boogs. I think the character annoyed me at first. The like, why does Shinsuke Nakamura have a personal guitarist? I don't care. It's funny. It's fun. And that's enough. And I like the way Pat McAfee dances his brains out.
I have come full circle on Pat McAfee. I hated him. And then I realized, wait a minute. He's just like an Uber fan, like the Uber fan commentator. And like, that makes me happy.
Plus, he made Aaron Rodgers look stupid. And anyone who makes Aaron Rodgers look stupid is good in my book.
Thank you, Pat McAfee, for that. My prediction for this match is going to be, it's going to be good. I'm not excited about it. It's going to be a good match. These are both fantastic wrestlers. I'm just going to go Nakamura because I like Nakamura better.
I'm honestly, and just to be different, I'm going to go Priest. This is the inherent problem with Survivor Series, these are two babyface mid-card champions who don't have a storyline that are facing off against each other just because.
Yes.
That's not fun. It's not fun.
We'll move on to the next one, which is kind of a storyline. It's the Raw Tag Team Champions, RK-Bro, versus the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the Usos.
Rick Bro. I don't like RK Bro. I'm just gonna go ahead and pick the Usos. I don't like RK Bro. I don't find them to be entertaining.
Guys, I'm calling them the Usos because that's what King Woods calls them now, and I am I'm under King Woods. He is my king. So
bring back up, down, down. That's all. Pay the people. Pay the king. Yeah, pay the king, baby.
Even if I didn't like RK-Bro, I think the Usos are just such a... They are the second best, most dominant tag team in modern wrestling. I'd say behind the New Day.
Also, the Bloodline. The Bloodline is incredibly dominant right now.
And I love the Bloodline. I know it's been a while. I know some people have kind of gone sour on it. I think it's just such an interesting... It's probably one of the only interesting storylines going on.
Well, Matt, I don't know if you know this. They the ones.
Roman Reigns had a crown that he stole from Woods. I'm going to the Usos. I love the Usos. I will. They are the They are my Becky Lynch.
I am ride or die for Jimmy and Jay.
Yeah. That was easy. All right, here we go. Women's Survivor Series match.
Okay, let's take
a look. Why are you going 100 miles an hour down my street? It's 25. I am having a day.
I'm taking a look at this, Matt. I think four of the five Team Raw women's team members just moved over from SmackDown, so I don't know how loyal they are to Team Raw.
Here's who is on the teams. On Team Raw, we have Queen Vega.
She goes by Queen Zelina.
Queen Zelina. Carmella, Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, and Bianca Belair.
Did you know that she is the EST of WWE?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
On Team SmackDown. We've got Sasha Banks, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi Blackheart, Natalya, and Vacant.
And yeah, Invisible Wrestler. God?
Invisible Wrestler, God. Which will be announced late Friday night when no one can update anything.
And honestly, this is one of those matches where, also, first of all, why isn't Nikki A.S.H. in this match? What the hell? Second of all, this is one of those matches where it's just, it doesn't matter. Throw a dart to pick a winner. I'm going to go Team Raw just because I like Bianca Belair. That's literally it.
Okay, here's the thing about the Survivor Series matchup. I like almost everyone in here a lot. Mm-hmm. This is a tough one because Bianca Belair is amazing. Rhea Ripley's amazing. Sasha Banks can be amazing. Shayna Baszler is amazing. Shotzi Blackheart drives a tank to the ring. Carmella's gimmick is always like, I'm super beautiful, and that's always very funny to me. Loves Zelina Vega. God, this is a tough one. Chris, I'm just going to pick Team SmackDown even with a vacant. I just...
Actually, you know what, Matt? I have a theory, so I'm actually going to go with you and say Team SmackDown.
What's your theory?
My theory is Team SmackDown... No. Wait. No. Team SmackDown wins the women's Survivor Series match. Team Raw wins the women's title match.
Okay.
Like, we're not there yet. We'll get to it, but like, this is my theory. Team SmackDown will win the Survivor Series match.
Presented by Red Notice.
Yes. Yes. The number one Netflix opening day of all time, whatever that means.
Which I gave a 7 out of 10 and called a very derivative movie you will probably enjoy.
But Netflix bugs me, man. What does that mean? The number one opening day of all time? First of all, it opened in theaters a week and a half ago.
And was not the number one anything.
No. Also, you just changed how you measure things. Like, it's bad. Okay, so next up, Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Matt, I'm going to read off some combatants to you, okay?
Oh, please read them off because there's some great faces on here I like.
Yes, Team Raw is Seth freaking Rollins, Finn freaking Balor, Kevin freaking Owens, Austin freaking Tahiri, and Bobby freaking Lashley with M freaking VP. Now, over on Team SmackDown, you have Drew McIntyre. I almost called him Drew Galloway, which is not his name. Drew McIntyre, which is his actual name.
It's his actual name.
Drew McIntyre, Jeff Hardy with the puzzle face paint, King Woods, Happy Corbin with Madcap Moss.
Thank you for calling him Happy Corbin.
His name is Happy Corbin. Riddick Moss is now Madcap Moss for some reason. It's all dumb, but it's fine.
And they're buddies. Can I just say that, like, this past year, maybe a little bit more than a year, it's been this year.
Everything that's been going on with Baron Corbin is fascinating to me.
Non-main event, this is my favorite storyline, is what's going on with Corbin right now.
The rise and fall of BC.
Another loud car. It's just like we got Fart Car Supreme going on in my neighborhood today.
Wonderful. I'm going Team Raw with this. I think it's really interesting that you have Seth and a newly heel Kevin Owens on a team together, given they've been at each other's throats for so long, but Owens has been the good guy. He's a bad guy now. I can't wait to see what weird drip Seth Rollins wears to the ring.
I mean, look at the Raw. Like, the Raw team is super duper stacked. Like, it is
plus four... Austin Theory.
Well, I mean, because he's the young, you know, the young buck. No pun intended.
I miss the way.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I look at Team SmackDown, and it's like, it's dudes that are well established on the roster. Yeah. I'm sure they're gonna throw in a new guy, a newer NXT call up or something.
Nah, man, just put Kofi in there.
Yeah, just put Kofi in there. But there's no one, there's no like big beefy boy. Drew McIntyre's not the big beefy boy that like
Drew McIntyre is not beef. Kevin Owens, beef. Bobby Lashley, beef.
And we've talked about this in our big beefy boy tournament. I'm sorry, our tournament of beef.
What if they just bring in Bork Laser as the fifth man?
That to me is bad.
Really? I think it'd be hilarious if like they didn't even announce it until the pay-per-view day. They're like, oh, by the way, our fifth person is Brock Lesnar.
Presented by Red Notice.
Yeah.
I'm going Team Raw.
Team Raw. Okay, Matt. Raw Women's Champion Becky Lynch versus SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair. This is the one match that has a storyline, I feel. And the storyline is real life. there's been lots of reports and lots of backstage leaks that Charlotte has been a bit difficult of late. Charlotte did an interview with BT Sport, I believe, where she said, would people be saying the same thing if I was a man? Or is this because I'm a woman? And then Becky Lynch went on the internet and said, this isn't a gender thing. Nobody in our locker room acts like that, man or woman. So
there's also a rumor she's trying to get fired to go to AEW, where her fiance, or I don't know if they're married or not, and her father are.
Ric Flair is not an AEW man.
I thought he was part of like their weird.
Nope. He did an appearance in Mexico with Andrade, but is not signed with AEW that we know of.
Apologies.
I think this match will be interesting. I look forward to seeing if one of them just potatoes the hell out of the other.
What if, oh man, what if Becky Lynch pulls a Shawn Michaels from SummerSlam against Hogan?
Oversells. At first I thought you were going to say, what if this is a Montreal Screwjob situation where Becky somehow wins the SmackDown women's title
by doing a sharpshooter. Becky two belts back.
But yeah, this will be intriguing. I look forward to it. They're two great wrestlers. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not in the majority of this. I happen to think Charlotte has not been as great lately as she has been in the past.
She's not good as a champion. I just don't like her.
No, I find her character to be stale. And it's just not that intriguing. This is the most intriguing she's been in a long time. And it's simply because we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Becky continues to evolve. She didn't come back as the man. She came back as his. She's doing a lot of the same.
She's big time Bex.
Yeah. I mean, her and Seth are kind of on the same like level of like, horribly egotistical people, yeah. And I love it.
Insane human beings. I am rolling with Becky Lynch Team Raw on this one. I think Becky is going to pull out the win. And Matt, that brings us to the main event.
I just want to point out that like, if you've listened to this show, read any time I've done a prediction, you know I'm going Becky Lynch every single time.
Except for that one time we were disappointed in her.
Yes.
Which wasn't really a her thing. It was a booking thing. Anyway,
it was a booking thing.
So the main event, we have WWE Champion Big E. The E stands for entertainment, and also Ettore, which is his name, versus WWE Universal Champion Big Blue Belt Roman Reigns, man.
This is a storyline. I want to point out this because New Day and the Bloodline have been feuding.
Yes. And Woods and Kofi are on SmackDown. To sort of what do you call it? Vicariously, like Big E is feuding vicariously through them.
But the Usos were on Raw this week, and yeah, like Big E,
absolutely, yeah. They're, so like, there's some crossover happening, and it's really fun. And I look forward to a legit 3-on-3, maybe Hell in a Cell match between the two teams.
Oh my god,
like that sounds amazing because we've seen New Day versus the Usos in Hell in a Cell, and it was one of the best Hell in a Cell matches in like the last 15 years.
Remember like I was waiting for Jimmy to turn on Roman for the longest time because it seemed like that's where it's going. I'm so glad that it didn't go that way because New Day versus Bloodline has been like a lot of fun and makes perfect sense considering that the New Day and Usos have this like rivalry between that friendly rivalry for the most part for years. So like this just makes perfect sense.
As for how it ends, Matt, I'm going to say Roman Reigns wins via shenanigans and that just continues the feud going.
That's how it. I could see Big E winning, but Roman declaring it was shenanigans at how he got a win.
Well, because so as it stands, we're not having I believe TLC is the traditional December pay-per-view. We're not having that. Instead, we're getting WWE Day 1 on January 1st.
By the way, we are not covering that because
it's New Year's Day.
Yeah.
It's New Year's Day. I don't even know if I'll watch it. I'll probably watch it. I'll probably watch it with Lord Pumpernickel.
I'll watch it the next day.
Okay. On WWE Day 2. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That might be a good place to blow off. Like, since that is a pay-per-view you need to sell because it's on a holiday, it might be best to do a 3-on-3 Hell in a Cell or 3-on-3. Ooh, how about a 3-on-3 Elimination Chamber tag match?
Ooh.
Where you have...
No, that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work.
That's a match that's happened before and it does work.
But it shouldn't work.
Why?
I don't know.
You start off... Each pod, there's four pods, two members of each team fill the pods, and one member of each team starts off the match, and they slowly get released. You have matches leading up to it to determine who has the time time advantage.
It's a little bit of like a War Games esque
kind of War Games esque, yeah, but inside the Elimination Chamber.
I'm going to go Roman Reigns. I think I'm just going to throw it out
there. Yeah, I think Roman's going to win via shenanigans. And that's fine because it'll just keep it going. I'm loving Big E as champ. I'm loving Roman as champ.
I came into this thinking like this is going to be a boring pay-per-view, but like I'm like pretty pumped for half of them.
I'm pretty pumped for, I think, two matches.
I always like the Survivor Series matches. It's like it doesn't really even matter to me who's on them. I mean, it does. It should. I just like the match itself.
I mean, it matters to me if there's a story, and there's not, and that's kind of a bummer. But it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. We're going to watch the show. There's two bonkers good matches that are going to happen at least, so we shall be golden.
And there we go, Chris. We took what was planned to be two episodes for this week and put them into one because neither of us have any time this week to do anything else.
There's never any time. No time to go to the max. No time to hang out with my friends. I'm so excited.
You should get off those caffeine pills, man.
I'm trying.
Anyway, rate us on the Apple Podcasts. 5 stars or get off our backs.
5 stars or get off our backs, baby.
We will see you guys next week. It's Thanksgiving as our episode is going to release on. And let me tell you, we have nothing planned.
Do we not have anything planned?
No. We have been offered interviews. And the timing is very rough. So I have to talk to Chris about that offline. We will see you guys next week. We will have something very fun, I promise. Chris, any final words?
Maximum sweat.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter @WrestleBuddies. I am @ChrisHayner. He is @I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.